I remember in the Purpose Driven Life campaign or study that you all did, and I did in my church prior to this one, Rick Warren says the fourth purpose of the Purpose Driven Life is what? Serving God, service to others. He wrote in the first page of purpose number four, we were shaped for serving God. Here to make a difference by serving God and others. We are here to make a difference by serving God and others. To make a unique contribution with our lives. To make a unique contribution through our lives, with our lives. Does Jesus reflect the heart of God? If we believe that it does, then Jesus is in touch with the ultimate reality, the true reality. Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. So whatever we see in Jesus, we see the heart of God. And what do we find Jesus doing throughout Scripture? Healing the sick, comforting the bereaved, welcoming the little children, welcoming the strangers, forgiving the sinners, eating with sinners and tax collectors and such. Being hospitable to the outcast and the stranger. Jesus leads us by example and reveals to us the true reality to fruitful life by his example. We're talking a lot about serving. We're talking a lot about, you know, making a difference in the world somehow, some way. But someone might ask, and perhaps you're even asking yourself right now, what difference can I make? What difference can one person make? That's a very, very good question. When you stop and think about the problems of the world, when you stop and think about the issues all around us and the enormity of things like hunger. Snaes writes in his book about a story of writes a story about a lady named Jennifer who is in her late 20s. Jennifer heard the call of God to try to do something about hunger, to alleviate hunger in the world. Now, what can one 20-something do about alleviating hunger in the world? Well, listen to this. This young lady began, because of this call in her life to study hunger in the world, she started studying the root causes of hunger in the world. She started looking into why are people hungry? Why are there problems in this country as well as around the world with hunger? And then she started looking at herself. She started looking at her own spending habits, her own lifestyle, and how she could make a difference in being less wasteful. You know, we stop and think about how much waste there is in our country, how much food we throw away as, you know, ordinary people. She started looking at waste and other causes of hunger, her eating habits, her lifestyle, her spending habits. And then she started using her vote, her vote to look at the issues and speaking to different candidates and how their issues related and their stands and positions affected things related to food and hunger. She joined causes and joined other voices to help alleviate and reduce hunger in the world. Personally, she started volunteering at the local food pantry, handing out groceries on Saturday morning, working in a homeless shelter, feeding the hungry that came in there. Gave her a whole new perspective on not only the hungry in the world, but also on her own self. Now, this is one person. Imagine her doing this over a period of 20, 30, 40, perhaps 50 years. Every day working towards eliminating hunger. How many people do you think her efforts affected? And she's only one person. If we take something like alleviating hunger seriously and we start doing our part, our very small part, it can make a difference in the world. I know I'm running short on time here, but there's a story I love to tell about making a difference in the world. And you've probably heard it before, the starfish story. Little boys walking down the beach, and all these starfish, millions of them, along the beach. And he takes one and he throws it back into the ocean. He walks a little further, he picks up another one and throws it in the ocean. picks up another one, throws them in the ocean. There's an old guy walking down the beach the opposite way, and he's noticing what he's doing. And he's looking at the child, and he's looking at the starfish, and he says, "Son," says, "what are you doing?" He says, "You can't possibly make a difference in throwing those few starfish back." The little boy reaches down, and he picks up another starfish, and he throws it into the ocean, and he says, "You know what? It made a difference to that one." We can make a difference. We can, as individuals, make a huge difference in the world. Who are some of the risk takers here at Bethel? We got a bunch of them. Who are the risky servers of God here, risk-taking servers of God here at Bethel? Florence comes to mind, first of all. That woman is one of the hardest working servants of God I've ever met. She's involved in so many things. She's at the food pantry. She's at the thrift shop. She serves on many different committees and functions here at the church. She serves you coffee every Sunday morning. I think of Dennis Liebel from our 11 o'clock service, whose wife is battling Parkinson's. About a year ago, he wanted to start a support group for Parkinson's patients and their families. He started with a handful of people. Next week or next month, there's going to be a symposium in Rehoboth on Parkinson's with several keynote speakers from Johns Hopkins Hospital that's going to come and do a weekend symposium on Parkinson's. Here's one guy who had an idea, who had a vision, who had a call to try to make a difference in those who are battling Parkinson's disease. One person can make a difference. And then I think of our mission trip. Ray, I know we're short on time, but I'd like for some of our kids to come up and share just very, very quickly, very briefly, their experience at the mission trip they went on to, serving God as youth from our church. You're good. He'll turn around. You're good.
Well, I worked for a victims resource center where people go when they try to escape abusive relationships. And we set up a daycare for
It's the mic.
That are affected by this. And so, they don't really have a great time since their parents are, they're fighting and everything. So we just tried to make their, lives a little better for a week and stuff. And so the first day, we kind of planned everything, what they were going to eat, what they're going to do. And the second day, we attempted to get everything in. And, with kids, it's not always going to work. But we tried, and I was playing with this little boy, Isaiah, and we were playing with Play-Doh, and we were having fun and talking, and he mentioned his brother, Damien. I'm like, "Damien, oh, let's go meet him." So he took me to the other room, and there's this little boy. He was just sitting on the couch, all pouty. He's like, He had his legs curled up in a ball, and I saw other kids trying to talk to him and get him off the couch, but he was just non-responsive. He was just sitting there. So I said to myself, "I'm going to get that kid off the couch." And so he was 3 years old. And so I went down, I sat next to him, I was trying to play. He didn't really do anything, but after about half an hour, I finally got him to laugh. And I don't know, by the end of the day, he was climbing all over me and playing basketball with the other kids. It was just kind of rewarding to know that I got him out of his shell and stuff.
We all did a little bit different things on this trip. The group that I was in was able to go down to the beach, which was home sweet home for me. So we had several different groups of kids come through, big brothers, big sisters, those kinds of groups. And the
come on over here and use this one. Come on over here and use this. Yeah.
Okay. Hi. The function that we were working for basically was just having a day trip for these kids where we had different stations. We had a craft station, nutrition station, beach games, and all that kind of thing. And when we first got there, I was like, "Man, there's a lot of hands. I don't think they're really going to need us at all." But we all ended up working so hard with these kids and playing with them and teaching them different things about recycling and nutrition and having fun on the beach together and learning a bunch of different things. So it was really neat, especially for us. And as an adult, I've been with this youth group for a while. We've always done building service, and this was kind of different than building houses and painting. This was kind of stepping out of our shell and doing something a lot different in serving kids and serving the community, and it was really neat to do something different and see that there's just so many different ways to serve God. So,
okay. Tyler, you going to share real quick. Thanks.
I worked at an old folks home or a nursing home, and
old folks home.
Yeah. A little bit careful. Yeah. But we didn't really do any physical work. We kind of just went around and we talked to everyone, and we made a lot of good friends. And on our trip, we talked about God sightings. My God sighting was, there's this one guy there named Don. He was blind and he was on a respirator. And about halfway through the week, he asked us if we could do devotions in his room. The last couple days, so we went in and we did devotions with him, and he kind of just sat there and listened. So,
all right,
yeah.
Thank you, Tyler, and thank you all. Thank you. Yeah, let's thank them for their service. So the question is, what about you? Where is God calling you to serve? Where is God calling you to help others who are in need? I hope we've given you something to think about today as you leave this place, and to think that Jesus said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this message. We thank you, Lord, for the tireless efforts of so many in our church, Lord, who are serving in so many capacities, but know, Lord, that we have so much more work to do. The harvest is great, Lord, but the workers are few, and we're just hoping, Lord, that you'll call many more servants into the harvest field. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Would you stand now for our closing song?